Take the steering wheel in your life with my book, The Driver's Seat. Climb out of life's back seat and step into your God-given purpose. This isn't just a book, it's a wake-up call to action. As the author, I guide you through realizing your true potential and living with purpose. Break free from life's back seat and those seat belts and seize control of your own destiny. Your purpose isn't just a dream, it's your reality waiting to be lived. So discover this book right now at whatsgood.work. Click on the link that says buy my books. Take charge and transform your own journey today. Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of What's Good, the podcast. I am your host, Jay Floyd. I am a data manager, data engineering manager. I am a leader in that thought space of management and coaching, and certified life coach, a strengths-based life coach. I come on here roughly every week. I try to keep the content pretty fresh. I'm not a big fan of the daily updates. I think at that point you start to reach for content. I never started this podcast with the intent that I'm going to be reaching for content. I want it to be natural. I want it to be impactful. Sitting at my desk right now. It's beautiful. Saturday here in Cleveland, Ohio, the land. Looking around at, hoping that the sun comes out, you know. I am one of those people that, you know, weather really does affect me, man. I don't know if it's particularly seasonal affective disorder or if it goes that far, but absolutely. I really don't like when the weather is like a little bit prohibitive for going outside. So really looking forward to the sunshine, the spring. We just really got a chance to take a look at the eclipse last week. We were in full coverage. So, you know, Cleveland, Ohio was smack dab in the path of the full solar eclipse. That was amazing. Amazing to see, right? Just to see God at work and understand that, you know, the moon is just at the perfect size and the perfect distance to cause such a phenomenon, and how rare that is in the world, or in the universe, I should say. Really great, really great. So I hope, you know, everybody who got a chance to witness that marveled in God's creation. Today's episode, we're gonna talk about what's good about getting what you need. Wow, what's good about getting what you need? This is, like a lot of, pardon the noise my son's making, dropping things. Like a lot of things in the world, it can go pretty deep. But how I really want to address this in terms of what a lot of folks who I've coached have dealt with and what I myself have dealt with, right? Particularly in my career. But as all of these topics that I'm addressing, these are things that they're not just limited to your career. They're things that go on in life, and they will impact a lot of different aspects of life if we don't get a tight handle on them. I want to talk about this aspect of maybe I'll start with a story. You know, when I was in the corporate world, I really when I started in the corporate world, I really had a struggle in a couple of things. Right, a couple of things would really dog me. The first was confidence issue, right? Like feeling like other people are ahead of me who had more traditional educational background or upbringing, and, you know, feeling like I had to catch up. I had to prove myself. So in doing that, it made me a little hesitant, probably a lot hesitant. I was hella hesitant, y'all, to open up and admit, be transparent when I was struggling, right? And this idea of getting what you need, yeah, it really hits you hard and when you're struggling, but it's even bigger than that. So kind of the pattern that I would go through is, you know, I would, you know, get hired and get opportunities based on this potential that the employer saw in me. And I would be granted opportunities to take on some work, and the work got bigger and bigger. And what I would do is just grab it and just start plugging away, right? Like, hopefully they would just give me enough time to kind of take it down and hunker down, bunker down in my desk and just like slam my head against this work. And right, and, you know, I fancied myself as a pretty sharp engineer, tech engineer, right? Like I figured, hey, the reason they're paying me is because I may not know everything, but I can figure it out faster than others, right? Faster than the average. So I would take this work and I just bunkered down and hunkered down, but I would get it done, right? So it would be that anxiety, kind of like in college where you're up against a deadline, you're not quite sure if you can get it done, and you get it done. So it was this constant chase. And when it worked for me a couple of times, it became like this big pattern where, you know, I would take this work and, you know, the moment it was introduced to me, you know, like let's say my manager emails me, Jay, I need you to take a look at this project, really vague instructions, right? Like anybody who works in tech, if you're a developer, if you're an engineer of any kind, you know, when you typically get in requests, whether it's from a stakeholder or from your manager, it's almost always going to be too vague for you to really work on efficiently. So this would happen to me all the time. I would get this request, oh, do this work. Really vague requirements, really vague description of what done looks like. And I wouldn't ask any questions. I would just go and be overly stressed, probably 10 times more stressed than I needed to be, and 10 times more stressed than I would be if I would, at the time I received the request, start asking questions, get all of the information I need, right? So it basically comes down to this idea of, are you a person who is really good at managing their way out of limitations and a limited situation, a situation where you have less resources than ideal, and you are just used to managing your way out of that. The toxin that's in there is you can build a habit of getting a thrill out of doing work, that stress, that adrenaline rush of doing work where you don't have everything that you need. And it's a bit of an anti-pattern. And as you get further in your career and your opportunities and the projects you work on become bigger and the risk and the stakes are higher, it's really important that you start to say, I need to get what I need up front. I got a load of questions. Sometimes you can even start to script out a template of upfront questions, right? One of the things that I did with a team that I managed a couple of years ago is anytime we would get work in, if we go off to Jira and we open an epic, you know what? The first story that goes in that epic is going to be requirements finalization, right? We got to go make sure we have everything we need. This is a prerequisite in any epic, you know? And I don't think everybody has to do it in that way, but I do think it's important. And this is on an individual level. I want to reach out to anybody who struggles with this, right? When I moved into management at my current company, you know, that we go through what's called manager readiness process, where you have to write a couple of essays to talk about what would make you a good manager and what also would you struggle in. And, you know, that gets calibrated by your directors and, you know, people, business partners. One of the things that I talked about in my essay was this idea of transitioning from being a person who accepts limitations with no control over them, you know, a person who's expected to dance around limitations and having no ability to change what the limitations are. Transitioning from that, which is what I pretty much was, what my behavior was as a senior engineer, accepting a ton of limitations and making the magic happen. Transitioning from that into being a person who does not accept all limitations. You know, as a manager, I knew up front that it was super important for me to not just accept all limitations, because I know I now have people whose lives and whose career and whose workload is dependent on the decisions I make. So I have to push back. I have to ask questions. I have to ensure that every limitation on this work is only the things that that is really needed. Anything that we could get up front and have answered and have friction removed from us, I'm going to do it. I'm going to ensure that it's done up front, so then my team can only work on what they really need to work on. We can make the main thing the main thing. So this message is for anybody out there who struggles with this. And I speak to people on a regular basis. I coach a couple of people right now who struggle with this exact issue. I want to reach out to you and say it's super important for you, even before you are in a managerial capacity, super important for you to learn how to get what you need. Get what you need, right? You can go back to the story that so many speakers tell nowadays where, if you're flying in an airplane with your children, you're always instructed in the event of an emergency and the air masks start to fall, you are to put yours on first before you even put your child's on, because how can you help them if you don't have what you need? Think about that. So thank you for joining me again on this podcast. I hope y'all join me next time. Thanks for rocking with me. I hope y'all enjoy this content. Like, subscribe. Make sure you lock us in on any of the podcast outlets where you are listening to this. All right. Thank you. I love y'all. This is What's Good. Ready to revolutionize your content creation? Discover Deep Brain AI, the cutting-edge solution in AI video synthesis. Create lifelike AI videos with ease, ideal for presentations, educational content, or just boosting your digital marketing. Your AI avatar waits to deliver messages with natural expressions and natural voices. It'll be just like hearing and seeing you and me. Experience the future of communication with Deep Brain AI. Discover more right now at whatsgood.work and click on our link that says, visit our sponsor.